This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's cabinet approved a ceasefire agreement with Hamas.
The Israeli government says over the four-day truce, Hamas is to free at least 50 of the roughly 240 hostages taken during the October 7 attack, the first to be women and children. A senior White House official, speaking on condition of anonymity, tells AP they're expected to be released about 24 hours after the ceasefire deal is approved by all parties. Qatar, which mediates with Hamas, says the deal includes the release of Palestinian women and children detained in Israeli prisons, and that it will allow additional humanitarian aid into Gaza. The Israeli statement made no mention of either, but said the truce would be extended an extra day for every additional 10 hostages released by Hamas. I'm Ben Thomas.
North Korea said it successfully placed its first spy satellite into orbit late Tuesday and vowed to launch several more in a short span of time. Such satellites could give the North an unprecedented ability to monitor the U.S. and South Korean militaries, as VOA's Bill Gallo reports.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un oversaw the Tuesday launch. State media says the spy satellite successfully reached orbit. Kim wants an array of spy satellites to monitor U.S. and allied troops in the region. But that will depend on the number and quality of images those satellites can produce. Earlier this year, South Korea's military recovered parts of a North Korean satellite that crashed into the sea. It said the device had no military utility. Though the Tuesday launch was expected, it prompted alerts and even brief evacuation warnings in southern Japan. Prime Minister Fumio Kishida condemned the move. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
Authorities in the Republic of Congo say 31 people are dead following a stampede at a military stadium where young people waited hours to register at a recruitment event. This is VOA News. The White House has voiced concerns that Iran may be providing Russian weapons for use in its war against Ukraine. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby.
Iran may be preparing to go a step further in its support for Russia. In September, Iran hosted Defense Minister Shoigu and showcased its Ababil close-range ballistic missile, as well as the Fatah 110 short-range ballistic missile system. We are therefore concerned that Iran is considering providing Russia with ballistic missiles now for use in Ukraine.
Kirby's warning comes as President Joe Biden's request for more than $61 billion in emergency U.S. funding to support Ukraine's defense remains stalled in Congress. U.S. President Joe Biden highlighted Tuesday his administration's efforts to halt the flow of fentanyl and the ingredients used to produce the deadly drug.
Fentanyl is mass-produced in Mexico using precursor chemicals largely from China and trafficked via cartels into the U.S. While China has agreed to reduce the flow of precursor chemicals, implementation remains to be seen and other sources may open up. Peter Reuter, professor in the Department of Criminology at the University of Maryland, via Skype.
We always worry about displacement. That is, that if China stops sending the precursors, that the very large, poorly regulated, corruptly regulated Indian industry will replace China.
Biden urged Congress to tighten laws to make fentanyl a Schedule I drug, but advocates say such a move is dangerous. Patsy Wirakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. House Republicans have issued a subpoena to the federal prosecutor Hunter Biden's case.
The subpoena calls on Leslie Wolf, the U.S. Attorney for Delaware, to appear before the House Judiciary Committee by December 7th. Republicans are demanding answers for what they allege is Justice Department interference in the years-long case into the president's son. The subpoena to Wolf is the latest in a series of demands Committee Chairman Jim Jordan and fellow Republican chairman have made as part of their sprawling impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. Their nearly year-long investigation has failed to uncover evidence directly implicating the president in any wrongdoing. Norman Hall, Washington.
Millions of people are expected to hit airports and highways in record numbers over the Thanksgiving holiday. The busiest days to fly are Tuesday and Wednesday, as well as Sunday after Thanksgiving. Transportation Security Administration expects to screen 2.6 million passengers on Tuesday, 2.7 million passengers Wednesday. Sunday will draw the largest crowd with an estimated 2.9 million passengers, which narrowly eclipsed a record set on June 30th. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.